Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, we finish a week's worth of The Breakfast Show. I only did three. With something truly spectacular. Oh, yeah. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We are but 3 hours away from Leona Graham being joined on her show as part of the No Repeat Guarantee by Bon Jovi.
Yes.
Yes, 10 a.m. today, Bon Jovi are speaking to Leona. They're going to be talking about their 40th anniversary celebrations, and they're going to be talking about their brand new docuseries, Thank You and Goodnight, The Bon Jovi Story. Now, we touched on this yesterday, and why it's part of the social ammunition is because everybody's going to be sharing the videos that come from this interview. Yeah. Because Leona played the old switcheroo. She pretended to be their friend, then she did the Frost Nixon.
Yeah, yeah.
And she got all the exclusives in the world, so it's not to be missed. Content,
yeah, and the animos, the talk of no animos in the band. Amazing lines.
So, because we were plugging and so much looking forward to and bigging up this interview on Leona's show, she did something really rather special for us, which makes amends for the useless half a bar of chocolate she brought me back from the dam as well, let me tell you. This more than makes up for it, because, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I give to you the gift that is
Richie Sambora's hat.
Yes! That's
very good.
It doesn't stop there, though.
John Bon Jovi's hat.
Oh, God.
My personal favourite.
Yeah.
Tico's hat.
Oh, Tico's hat.
Tico's horrid.
It sounds like something Robin would say in Batman.
Tico's hat, Batman. Punching his own palm. And finally, even the tertiary members of the band.
Phil-X's hat.
Phil-X's hat.
You've got so many hats now.
So many. I've got Slash's hat still.
Leona's metal millinery is going to be opening soon.
It's you.
Guest house in Brighton at some point. That is amazing.
Hard rock going to be calling Leona and going, can we borrow some of your hats? Your merch is through the roof.
Amazing stuff.
So the interview is happening today from 10 a.m. Yeah. Only on Absolute Radio. It is not to be missed. It will be the talk of the socials later. But right now, yeah. Matt, what's going on?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're just like pre-match build-up ahead of the Bon Jovi interview today.
It's Super
really.
Friday.
It's like 4 hours of build-up to the big day. But I have got one offering for you on Talking Pet Friday.
Yeah.
It's like a sort of Talking Pet Friday / singing pets, but it's actually rubber chickens, which I haven't featured for a while. You know, when you get those rubber chicken dog toys to sing.
You don't need to do the mime, right?
I don't know what that was a miming me squeezing a chicken there.
Okay, good.
This is amazing. It was sent to me by someone called Pea Brain on Instagram, by the man who's at the forefront of rubber chicken singing. Mr. Chicken is their name, and they have done an amazing Bee Gees cover, and it features a four-part harmony. So they're managing to get rubber chickens to harmonise, which is a thing of beauty. Is what it is. You can almost hear the words.
I love this too much.
So that's harmonising with rubber ducks.
Did you try that with your pheasant as you were running alongside it? Give it a little squeeze.
I was told not to become too friendly with that pheasant.
Yeah, oh, really?
What are the possible consequences?
Why, you? Get away from my pheasant!
We didn't know how his future was going to
go. Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, I see.
They don't last long in the fields, do they? Did you give it a name, the pheasant? Or?
No, because I didn't want to get
attacked. No, okay. Yeah. But he's here today!
Yeah. Yeah, we'll hopefully do singing presents next week. I'll share the rubber chicken harmonising. You'll be talking about it later on a stage today.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So here we go. The quiz that is billed as radio's easiest game to play, the hardest one to win, comes to an end yet again. Just for this season. It will be back later on in the year. If you're just joining us, the reason we're resting it is because as of Monday, The behemoth that is 10 weeks of tickets is back on Absolute Radio, and we kick the whole thing off here on The Breakfast Show with your chance to see the Foo Fighters live in London or Birmingham. The choice is yours. We're going to be playing a little game we've invented named Everlong. And so this is the final five words, five grand. And playing, we have Emma. Good morning, Emma.
Morning, everyone.
How you doing?
Hi, Emma.
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Are you excited about being the final competitor of Five Words, Five Grand this season?
Yes, and I hope I win.
Okay, well, so do we. So do we. So how many have you matched in the past?
Four.
Four out of five. Can you remember who that was with?
I think it was Matt.
Matt Dyson, okay. So you're a fan of the Scat Man?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Let's spin the random player generator and see who you're playing with this morning. Player here we go.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
It is a free choice, Emma. Are you sticking with Matt Dyson?
Oh, I've got to stick with the Scat Man.
Okay. Where's the podcast name in now? What I'm going to try and do now is a radio first. I'm going to try and play all of your music at the same time. It's the final one of the season.
Yeah.
So we've got the Scat Man music first, because that's Matt's, obviously. Then I Will Always Love You, a touching ode to yourself and your imaginary bodyguard, Phil.
Imaginary.
And then God Bless the Potholes for the Pothole Princess.
Oh, yes.
So here we go.
It works really well.
Time for you to go. Thank you. Save yourself. Get out of here, you. Whew. Okay, Emma, Matt Dyson has now left the studio, which means I am safe to give you five words. You need to give me the first word that comes to mind, whether that be a follow-on, an exact opposite, whatever you're feeling, whatever you think Matt Dyson might say, because shortly Matt is going to come waltzing back into this studio and I'm going to give him the same five words. And if he says the same thing as you, we can wrap this season in a neat little bow by giving you £5,000. Good luck.
Thank you.
The first word this morning is over.
Under.
Smooth.
Rough.
Stress.
Free.
Dream.
Catcher.
Nice.
You love a dream catcher, don't you, Glenn? He's thinking about it now. And finally, Emma. The last word on this season of Five Words, Five Grand for you to consider is restaurant.
Menu.
Oh, this is very, very good. Yeah, we're getting a little round of applause here. I would love to give £5,000 away today. So, Emma, we have everything crossed for you. Please stay exactly where you are. Scat Man is in play. Next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So, one text into the studio simply reads, Emma has surely nailed it. She's definitely going to match all of her answers. Come on, Em.
Big talk.
Emma, how are you feeling about that encouragement?
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Well, the pressure's on Matt now.
Yeah, it's okay.
You just sit back, relax and sip it like Navy do. Emma, let's put a bit more pressure on Matt, shall we? What would you do if you won the money today?
I got married in November, so...
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. So we're going to Ghana for our honeymoon.
Oh,
so
what a beautiful part of the world.
Money.
Yeah, lovely. Okay, in that case, let's get down to business, shall we?
Yes.
Matt Dyson, the first word that Emma faced today was the word over.
Under.
Correct. One down. Smooth.
Rough.
Yes.
Yay.
Very close to saying criminal, but yeah. Oh, that was more sensible to say rough.
Okay, that's good.
Or coarse, the opposite. was it, in the pâté world?
I'm still not fully over the food poisoning, so if you could just not say pâté, that would be brilliant. Stress.
Relief.
Oh no.
Stress ball.
No.
Stress test.
No.
There's so many stresses.
Stress pâté.
Stress pâté, yeah. It's my favourite kind of pâté.
Stress-free.
Oh.
Which was a great
answer.
There's so
many options for stress.
Emma, we're sorry. Unfortunately, you've not won the final round of Five Words, Five Grand for this current season.
I hope you can still enjoy Ghana.
Yeah, you will. You'll have a great honeymoon. And let's do the remaining two words. What have you got for dream?
Catcher.
Yeah. Absolutely right. Oh. That's three. What have you got for restaurants?
Critic.
Menu.
Oh.
So we finish on 3 out of 5 on Five Words, Five Grand. Emma, as we say, have a great honeymoon. Congratulations on your recent wedding. Send our love to the family.
Will do. Thanks, everyone.
Cheers,
Em.
And you. Take care. Thank you for tuning in on Absolute 80s. So that is it for Five Words, Five Grand. But as I say, on Monday, it's all about 10 weeks of tickets and your chance to see the Foo Fighters.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real grey matter matters. And Tea Break Trivia, which happens on your radio, is now happening in real life before your very eyes. Live for our charity, Cash for Kids, Leona and Ben are together. They're going to be hosting this at London's 100 Club next Thursday. We are raising money for families to make sure no child goes hungry in the school holidays. The Zootons love this so much, they've agreed to come down to the 100 Club and do an acoustic session for us all. And to get ready, well, we're going to put a couple of champion quizzers head-to-head to crown an ultimate quizzer. Now, I asked for you to get involved yesterday. So many of you called, but only two could come through to the breakfast show. And on line one, we have Charlie. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. So, Charlie, you own a cafe.
Yes, for our sins, absolutely. Down on the old Kent coast here.
On the Kent coast. Have you ever hosted a live quiz, like a cafe quiz before?
No, never. So, all new territory, guys.
Okay, all new territory. But you're known as being the brain box of the bunch, right, Charlie?
Yeah, I try not to act geekish, you know.
Yeah, but, okay.
It happens occasionally.
But deep down, you know what you're doing. On line two is your opponent, Craig. Good morning, Craig.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Now.
Morning, Craig.
Get this.
Hi, Charlie.
I'll introduce you guys in a minute, okay? Don't be getting friendly. I'm trying to build up this as the kind of quizzing bout of the year. So don't be all friendly with one another.
It's Bowie of Eat Dyer.
So, Charlie, before you get too friendly, I want you to know this little fact. Craig here in Newcastle has appeared on Mastermind.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't like it now, does he? Craig, I know how it is to be brilliant on a really tough televised quiz.
In maths, what is 100 minus 49?
59.
49. 51.
01. That's me on the weakest link there. So, Craig, how long ago were you on Mastermind?
It was about 11 or 12 years ago.
11 or 12 years ago?
Wow.
Did you win?
No.
Okay, how many points did you get?
I got 16 points.
16 points. And how many points did the winner get?
21.
Okay.
That's pretty good, though.
So, we've met the lovely Charlie. We've met the lovely Craig. Boys, we're going to be quizzing next. Are you up for it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's do it.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
If you head to our website right now, absoluteradio.co.uk, not only can you get your tickets to be at the 100 Club to watch Tea Break Trivia live with Leona, Ben and the Zootons, and that's a unique sentence, you can also get your own trivia Tea Break Trivia pack on the website as well, which you can use to have fun in your place of work, at your local pub, or maybe even your local cafe, like Charlie's Cafe, for example. Charlie, are you ready to play?
Absolutely.
OK, good luck. Now, your first round is geography. Which country has the longest coastline in Europe?
Which country has the longest coastline in Europe? I'm going to say... Portugal.
You're saying Portugal. The answer is Norway. 58,133 kilometres. I really thought you were Googling the answer then, Charlie. And I've never been so proud to hear someone get something wrong.
Yeah. So
Okay, now it is time for...
Picture round.
Who's this a picture of?
Oh, that's the legend. That is, it's got to be the legend. That is Bamba Gascoigne.
I'm glad you're playing along. But unfortunately, no, it's Gino Di Campo.
I can see how you got that.
Yeah. Okay, up next. Sport. Which football club has stands named after Graham Taylor and Sir Elton John?
That'll be Watford.
Watford FC, you've got a point on the board. Well done. And finally, we have music.
I'm going to that voiceover.
It's so creepy.
I'm going to play you a mix of three songs. Name the artist behind all three of these. Here we go.
Okay.
Would you like to hear it one more time?
Yes, please. Wow. I haven't got a clue. Foo Fighters.
It is Coldplay, I'm afraid, which means at the end of your four questions, Charlie, you have one correct answer, and that means we move to Craig, who, don't forget, was on Mastermind. Craig, are you ready to play?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. You sound it, man. Okay, here we go. Your first category is...
History.
Still creepy, Anna? Yes. Or my... Okay, fine. No, that's fair enough. Says the person who ran next to a pheasant.
Touché.
Okay, Craig, good luck. Which king was on the English throne for the end of the 100 Years' War and the start of the War of the Roses?
Richard III?
King Henry VI is the correct answer, Craig. It is time now for your...
Picture round!
Who's pictured here, Craig?
I think it's James Bond and it's Aaron Taylor-Johnson.
Oh. Aaron Taylor-Johnson. Unfortunately, that is incorrect. It's Jenny Powell. Okay. So...
The old James Bond.
Your next question.
Science.
What is technically the largest desert in the world?
The Antarctic?
Is correct! Yes. Very nicely done, Craig. And finally, it's your...
Music!
I agree with you now, Anna. Once again, I'm going to play you a mix of three songs. Name the artist behind all three songs.
Right. Thompson Twins.
Similar. It is Ed Sheeran, which means at the end of this big quiz off, it is 1 out of 4 for Charlie, 1 out of 4 for Craig. Gentlemen, thank you so much for playing along and taking part. We're going to send you both an Absolute Radio mug. You're both going to get 2 bottles of our exclusive sauce, Fountain of Youth and Clough. I'm going to send you, Craig, a signed photo of Andy Bush, and Charlie, you're getting one of Richie. So well done, gentlemen. Give it up for our quizzes. Well done, boys.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Let's talk fantasy football, shall we? Now, I'm aware that millions of you are doing Premier League fantasy football. I'm also aware that many of you could not care less. And the only reason we are kind of doing it is because, A, it looks like the only sweet victory I'm going to have this season on fantasy football is besting my friend and so-called fantasy football expert, Matt Dyson, after I got a whopping 82 points this week whilst on my deathbed, which is amazing management. I'm sure anyone will agree. But luckily, Phil Foden came through for you.
Yeah, I also got 82, so there's about 10 points between us.
With like four or five games to go. It's so exciting. But of course, the big fantasy football story of the year, of the season, which is why we keep returning to it and why everybody really cares, is... Anna and her boyfriend.
This is fake news, people. Fake news.
So Anna divulged to us at the beginning of the season that a Crystal Palace striker named Mateta had slid into her DMs, and he was sending all kinds of flames emojis and propositions. And we hadn't even heard of the lad, had we?
No, the big love that could have been, wasn't it?
I know. Yeah. And I know, regretting it now.
Well, I bet you are.
He's on fire at the moment.
He bought you flowers, he bought you chocolates, and he bought you about 67 points this week for fantasy football. What a legend. So he's doing really well, Anna, is the point of this.
I know. He's doing it. He got me 29 points this week.
29 points.
Player of the week. Unbelievable.
Do you think you spurred him on? Do you think... Do you think giving him the cold shoulder spurred him on?
Yeah.
Well... But he's stopped trying.
Oh, has he?
No, I think he's too big for me.
You played too hard to get. Oh, it's a shame.
Yeah. Okay, well, I mean, I'm sure Crystal Palace fans are thrilled. But this has gone a kind of... It's become a thing in the world of not just this breakfast show, where we're all friends and, you know, and you guys get involved, we love you. But also it's actually gone into the world of real-life football. Whereas at the point where former England international and a former Cholton and Spurs player, Darren Bent, sends you pictures of Mateta every time... Every time he scores.
And it's funny because he'd heard it on this show because I'd got him to critique the squad for this show.
Yeah.
And I hadn't told him anything about my team selection. I hadn't told him that I was basing my squad on, you know, looks and whether I thought they'd be a nice person, etc.
You're a good talent scout for this sort of thing. You are.
Let's hire him. He's hot.
And so he heard you guys, you know, revealing to the nation about Mateta, and
Mateta.
And now I just get inundated with pictures.
Oh, I love this.
Oh, nice.
But this isn't the only footballing news we have from Anna's world. Guess who she's been house hunting with?
I have been house hunting with David Seaman.
Now that has got to be the name of the podcast, isn't it? House hunting with David Seaman. So he's not technically been coming with you as Dave Seaman, but you're showing him pictures of properties you are hoping to purchase.
On Rightmove, my one bed box that I've been looking at in East London. And he's been, you know, giving me his advice.
Has he?
Has he got any favourites?
He likes the ones that are near the Arsenal Youth Academy the most.
Oh, he's Arsenal! Who is Dave Seaman? I love that people are like that in real life, isn't it? It's good to hear. So are you captaining Mateta is my big question for you. For the remaining fixtures or the ones that are coming up in this game week, is he going to be your captain?
I mean, you guys might need to remind me how I do that, but yeah.
Okay. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We are going to get a child to break an actual world record. Now, the records were suggested by you. We have chosen one. Again, it was suggested by you. And it is the most amount of mandarins peeled in a minute. Now, this will be an official Guinness World Record. We'll be doing it here in our new state-of-the-art studios. We've been searching for our chosen one, our golden child, and of course some of their mates. And next week we're going to be revealing who that child is, but there's still time for you to put yourself forward if you're a kid and you fancy having a Guinness World Record, or you think you know a kid who might be good at this, may enjoy it, may need it in their lives. Email me right now, dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. But for now, and inspired by the world record attempt, we thought we'd massage your wordplay muscles with a very special smash. We are going to peel both the playlists and movies. That's right, we've chosen to make puns with a word that famously rhymes with no other words. It's anything from the Easy Peeler family, smashed together with either music or film. The choice is yours. The number is 8, 12, 15. I urge you to include your name so you can get the recognition you deserve. So, to set the scene, I've got one from movies, one from music. Mm-hmm. I've got the movie Rita Satsuma and Bob 2. And from the world of music, I've got Aeropith.
Oh, nice.
Thank you. Lovely. Thank you very much. What have you got for us, Matt?
Seedless in Seattle. The Lindisfarne classic Fog on the Clementine.
Oh,
and
nice.
And Mr. and Mrs. Piff.
Excellent work, Matt Dyson. Anna Geary, what you got?
Films, I've got Citrus for the Prosecution and Peel Magnolias.
Oh,
great. And music, I've got Pips Don't Lie.
Nice.
Brilliant
lovely.
Stuff.
Excellent.
Glenn?
I had Piffhanger. These are all movies, by the way. Citrus and Kane.
Wow.
And Russell Crowe's A Beautiful Rind.
Ah, oh, nice.
So there we go. It is any of the Easy Peeler family smashed together with music or film. The choice is yours.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning and it is time now for the results of Wordplay Fun in the Smash. You had to take any of the Easy Peeler family and put them together with either something from the world of music or from the world of film. And as always, you have not disappointed. Tom in Chester, the Charlatangerines.
Oh, yeah.
Little Lion Mandarin from Jane in Reading. The Running Mandarin from Neil in Wimbledon. Anything by Clementine Inch Nails from John in Durham. The Feeder Classic, Just the Way I'm Peeling,
very
which is nice work
perfect.
From Steve in Kent. And Oh, Citrus Down. Oh, Citrus Down. Citrus Down next to me from Ella in Hull.
Amazing.
Matt, how are things looking on X?
On X. My bloody Clementine, says Martin. The Charlton fan. The Peel
yes,
Slim
fans.
Shady, says Stwee. The Pith Element from Create.
Oh,
and
beautiful.
Julian Message has gone for Simply the Zest
by
Clementina Turner, of course.
Excellent work, everybody. And, of course, inspired by the fact we are going to get a child to break a world record that was chosen by you, and it was the most amount of mandarins peeled in one minute. We have been searching for the golden child. We're going to meet them next week.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it for the Friday morning edition of The Breakfast Show. As always, I want to thank you for tuning in. I also want to thank Matt for stepping in.
Yes.
On Tuesday
earlier
morning.
Earlier this week, wasn't it? Yeah.
Thank you very much
well,
indeed.
You're welcome.
I quite like this 3-day working week thing.
Yeah,
that I've
yeah it's nice.
The deathbed bit in the middle was touch and go, but I quite like doing 3 shows in the week. But it's been a fantastic week. Thank you also to Ben Burrell for stepping in. There is another week's worth of the podcast for you to enjoy. All we need to do now is name the final one in the boxed set.
Mm-hmm.
I think I already know what we should name it,
yes.
But let's just have a couple, shall
yeah,
we?
Yeah.
Leona's Metal Millinery.
Of course, yeah, her new hat shop, yeah.
I was told not to get too friendly with that pheasant.
Amazing story about Anna's cross-country activities.
That's an incredible story. And house hunting with David Seaman.
Geary's been on fire today. Any other day, the pheasant would have got it, but I think house hunting with David Seaman is the way to go.
I could not agree more, so therefore, the latest edition of the pod is house hunting with David Seaman, and it's available wherever you get your pods. Right, on the way, Leona Graham is going to be here, and we've been talking about it all week long. It is not to be missed. It is Leona in conversation with the entire band known as Bon Jovi. We'll be back with you Monday morning from 6 a.m. Until then, enjoy your weekends. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci!